Figures 62 through 68 are related to the flight plan in Figure 62 and the flight log in Figure 63 for a helicopter flight in Louisiana, departing Lafayette Regional Airport, cruising at 5,000 to Houma Terrebonne Airport in Louisiana, hotel uniform Mike. This aircraft is a Hughes 369 with RNAV, so its code is a slant India. Figure 63 is a partially filled out flight log with the first and last legs indicating time en route of 5 minutes and 10 minutes respectively, 3 legs to calculate, with a magnetic course indicated in Figure 63 of 114 degrees for the first leg to be calculated, and magnetic courses of 116 degrees for the second and the third leg to be calculated. Although this flight plan pertains to helicopters, there is enough pertinent information here to make it relevant to airplanes as well. Magnetic variation in Figure 63 is 6 degrees east. The estimated time and route question for this group of figures provides winds aloft at Mike Sierra Yankee at 6,000, that's the one closest to the flight planned altitude of 5,000, 160 degrees at 26, minus 6 east variation gives us a magnetic wind of 154 degrees. With a magnetic wind velocity of 26 knots, 26 is marked up from the grommet, and with the first magnetic course of 114 degrees, true airspeed 105, ground speed equals 84 knots. In fact, the magnetic course 114 degrees changes 2 degrees for the second and third leg, which has a negligible effect on the computed ground speed, so 84 knots is used for the ground speed calculations for all three legs. At 84 knots, the estimated time en route for the first leg of 29 miles is 20.71 minutes, we'll round it up to 21 minutes. Second leg, 20 miles, 84 knots, 14.28 minutes, rounded down to 14. And the third leg, 19 miles, 13.57, rounded down to 13.5. So our values for the time en route are 21 plus 14 plus 13.5 plus 5 minutes for the first leg plus 10 minutes for the last leg equals 63.5 minutes or 1 hour 3 minutes 30 seconds. The time to be entered in Block 10 of the flight plan then would be 1 hour 3 minutes. Figure 64 is an excerpt from the airport facility directory for Lafayette Regional Airport showing VOR receiver checkpoints in Louisiana. In the VOR receiver checkpoint field, there is a VOR receiver check for Lafayette Regional Airport, indicating Lafayette Regional Airport has a VOR check frequency of 110.8. It's the Lafayette VORTAC. It's an airborne checkpoint with an altitude of 1,000 feet for the check. The azimuth from the facility is 340 degrees, 25 miles, when located over the rotating beacon. The acceptable values for that check are plus or minus 6 degrees, so an acceptable check with a from indication indicating 340 would be from 334 degrees to 346 degrees. If the OBS is set to 160 degrees in the course selector window, then the acceptable values for that check would be 154 degrees to 166 degrees with a 2 indication. Figure 65 is an excerpt from an en route low altitude chart showing the departure airport Lafayette Regional on the left side of the page, and then Victor 552 runs from the Lafayette VORTAC to the Tibby VORTAC, and it shows the leg lengths of 19 plus 10 miles to Hatch the first leg 29 miles. The second leg from Hatch to Grice is 20 miles, and the third leg from Grice intersection to the Tibby Vortec is showing 19 miles. Also, there is no VOR changeover point along Victor 552. With the absence of a changeover point symbol, the VOR receivers would be changed either at the course change or halfway between the VORs. The distance between these VORs is 68 miles. That would put the changeover point 34 miles from Lafayette, 34 miles from Tibby. Also, notice along Victor 552 in the vicinity of Grice intersection, there's a localizer from the Harry P. Williams Memorial Airport. It's 108.3 India Papa Tango November. That localizer has an additional navigation function, so it's shown on the chart. The intersection of the inbound course, 236 degrees, and Victor 552 comprise Grice intersection. It has a minimum reception altitude of 4,000. Figure 66 shows two course deviation indicators. The one on the left is tuned to the Tibby Vortec, with its OBS course selector set to 116 degrees, with a 2 indication indicating the aircraft is likely flying along Victor 552, since 116 degrees is the inbound course to the Tibby Vortec. The needle is deflected to the left, indicating the aircraft is to the right of Victor 552. The second OBS indication is tuned to 108.3, localizer, at Harry P. Williams Memorial Airport. It does not have a to-from indication because it is a localizer, not a VOR. The OBS indication with a left deflection indicates that you have not yet arrived at Grice intersection. If you were established inbound on that localizer course and had a left deflection, that would indicate that you are to the right of course. So if you're on the Victor Airway and you have a left indication, this is telling you that you have not yet arrived at that course centerline or that your position is prior to Grice intersection. Therefore, figure 66 is indicating that your position is right of Victor 552 and approaching Grice intersection. Figure 67 shows a localizer symbol with the shading on the right side, indicating it is an inbound front course. Figure 68 is an approach plate for the copter VOR DME 117 degrees approach to the Houma Airport. Figure 68 also contains an excerpt from the airport facility directory for Houma Terrebonne Airport. Notice in the minimums section of the approach plate, there is no category A. The approach criteria for the helicopter is based on airspeeds not exceeding 90 knots, regardless of the weight. So this approach is based on the maximum airspeed of 90 knots. The minimum visibility that must exist to execute this particular approach is 1/2 mile. Figure 68 also has an excerpt from the airport facility directory in the runway data section showing runway 12 has runway and identifier lights and a pulsating visual approach slope indicator with a glide angle of 3 degrees and a threshold crossing height 42 feet.